Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Micah chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. That's our passage today. For behold, the Lord is coming out of his place. He will come down and tread upon the high places of the earth, and the mountains will melt under him, and the valleys will split open like wax before the fire, like waters poured down a steep place. Deism is a belief that the Creator is not directly involved with his creation. He's like the divine clockmaker, right? Who created the clock and then wound the clock of creation and then just left it to run on its own. Some people describe deism as a god, a small g god, who spins a top and then lets it spin out. The god of deism is passive and impersonal. Thankfully, the god of deism is not the God of Scripture. The prophet Micah had no doubt that God was involved in the lives of people, intimately involved. The phrase, "the Lord is coming," is an expression used in the Old Testament to describe God's intervention in history. He does not stand idly by watching the clock run down. God works in history. He moves in the lives of world leaders to accomplish his will. And he works in our lives. He brings comfort. He encourages. Sometimes he confronts us. He always instructs us. And yeah, he disciplines his children. He speaks through his word. And he demonstrates his character through his work. So there are deists, and then there are practical deists. Those who say they believe in a personal God, but don't think and feel and act like it. How about you? A deist or a practical deist? Some talking points. Ask God to show you areas of your life where you have experienced him at work, where he is practically at work in your life. And ask God to help you teach your children. Remember, teach is just showing and telling that God is intimately involved in my life. Father, thank you for being a personal God who intervenes in history and is active in my life. Help me not to live like a practical deist. Help me acknowledge and feel your presence in my life through all my days. I just want you to know, Lord, today I love you. And I pray in Jesus' name, amen.